Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, September 8th, 2017. Berlin's Senator for the Interior, Andreas Geisel, started the long-planned construction of a police station on Alexanderplatz yesterday with a symbolic shovel. He was accompanied by Police President Klaus Kant and representatives of the district and the federal police. Starting in December, Berlin and federal police will begin their work from the new station. The new location and the erection of a permanent police station with 24-hour operation is intended to make Alexanderplatz safer. In the past few years, there was only one bus stationed with a couple of police officers on duty. The city center area, where many S-Bahn lines, subways, and bus lines cross, is a hotspot for brawls, raids, and thefts. Just this past Tuesday evening, a 21-year-old man was stabbed in a conflict between two groups. The police arrested a 27-year-old man as a suspect. The Berlin-Mitte district has temporarily closed three children's playgrounds because of rats, as confirmed to RBB by Jürgen Goethe from the Grünflächenamt, or the Green Parks Administration. Affected are Am Sillepark Bergstraße, Stephansplatz in Moabit, and the Kinderspielplatz Autoplatz in the Kleine Tiergarten. Goethe said Mitte has a total of 272 playgrounds. It is quite normal that some of them are blocked because of rat infestations. If authorities receive information that rats were spotted on playgrounds, investigators check the areas. If suspicions are confirmed, the Green Parks Administration then orders a specialist exterminator company who baits the playgrounds with poison. This company reports on progress and when the parks can be reopened. In these situations, playgrounds usually stay closed for 4 weeks. As Berlin Briefing reported previously, many Berlin rats are being driven out of their normal habitat and into playgrounds and residential areas because of heavy rains, construction, and litter not being properly disposed of. The initiative Berlin braucht Tegel is using legal methods to prevent the Senate from sending out information about Tegel Airport to citizens. They have filed vetoes to several courts in Berlin. Earlier this week, the regular administrative court declined a rushed application. Yesterday, the upper administrative court decided that it is not responsible for handling the formal veto request from the initiative and pointed them to the constitutional court. The Berlin Senate wants to campaign for the closing of Tegel and encourage citizens to vote no at the public referendum on September 24th. The initiative sees an illegal interference as the campaign is using state money, but will not take further legal actions, according to one of the initiators, Sebastian Schaya. Now the government can send the letter to 1.2 million households. The Berlin Office for Fishery has been hunting the Louisiana crayfish in Tiergarten. Instead of the 200 specimens that were estimated to populate the area, 1,800 crayfish were caught with the help of professional equipment. The office has also released eel, which are natural enemies in the Tiergarten waters, but they need to grow first before they can hunt the crayfish. The non-native animals are becoming a plague and are spreading across Berlin waters. They have been seen in the Breitzegarten, Buko, Rudow, and Tegeler See. After the harsh Berlin summer of mosquitoes outside, the creatures are heading inside apartments and houses in large numbers looking for a place to hibernate. In total, there are 50 mosquito species in Germany. In August and early September, domestic mosquitoes meet their maximum population, according to biologist Doreen Walther from the Leibniz Center for Agricultural Landscape Research. And after this rainy Berlin summer, there are especially many specimens. From her own experience, she had never had so many mosquitoes in her own house. Not only are Berliners complaining, she stated that in the end, everywhere throughout Germany, mosquitoes were a raging problem this summer. For female mosquitoes, egg laying is no longer worthwhile. Instead, the good news is that they are retiring into buildings to fall into a kind of winter rest. They will become active again when warmer temperatures return in the spring and will begin breeding. Hidden in sheltered places are preferred as winter hiding places, explained a spokeswoman from the German Wild Animal Foundation. The males, who do not sting, will not experience the winter and die beforehand. Only the females need blood to breed their eggs. Even though the mosquito season is coming to its end, Walther calls for dead but not crushed mosquito specimens to be sent to be examined for her study. She has been collecting data on the spread of mosquitoes in Germany since 2012. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.